This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with...
Frida Liu.
Ah. And can we try that again, Arvind?
Arvind Ibrahim.
There we go. All right.
Virtually.
Anyways, today we're asking you, with many retailers giving discounts and sales on their items, did you spend your recent salary on anything non-essential over the weekend? Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. But now, though, let's talk about our decision-making during COVID-19.
Right. So this is a very interesting article about why our decision-making during COVID-19 is bad, right? And you look at it, right? It's not like as if we didn't know it was coming, because Bill Gates did a talk a couple of years ago, and nobody like, yeah,
we all didn't watch it until it happened, and then we're like, oh wow, he did this in 2015,
yeah, right? And no one paid attention to it. So the thing is that you would think that like AI would be able to, you know, understand these things, and there's a reason why. Actually, at this moment, even in this current state, AI can't even predict and calculate the sales forecast for luxury or necessity products in retail. And it, because AI is still dependent on human decision-making, right? And so we don't have enough of that information right now. So it goes into the science of how we think as well, right? How the brain works. The simplest interpretation of how our brain thinks during decision-making was suggested by this guy called Daniel Kahneman, who is a Nobel Prize-winning economist. And he grouped the thought processes into two systems. System one refers to our lightning-fast, intuitive, emotional reactions. System two is our slow, deliberate, rational thinking, right? And both has its pros and cons, right? There are also limitations. So system one is our gut feeling. It's often right. However, it's also biased and irrational, right? Like when we're doing our shopping. So system two, on the other hand, is slow and requires a lot of effort. How these systems get activated and deactivated with the intervention of AI is not that clear and hasn't been researched enough. So they've been doing a lot of things. How can we change this, right? We've got all this information, but it's still, we don't have enough information. As humans, we haven't been good at upskilling AI on epidemics and disasters. All we have in present are limited data sets and analysts from a handful of pandemics from the last 100 years or so. So what does it mean for us? Where does that leave us? How can we then prepare, right?
Yeah.
So as usual, we are not rational beings, right? How can... So it says here... I want to just go through this very interesting. We have our biases. We need more data scientists and developers that can help build AI that can eventually interpret data. Because right now there's no emotion, ma, right? So so how we be able to that gut feel?
How do you quantify that, right?
So by having more trained people and developing frameworks for responsible AI principles, we can rely on both human sense and machine intelligence. We'll be able to avoid system two falling prey to paralysis by analysis. So that's the thing as well, right? When you spend too much time doing this, that's why leaders don't know what to do in the event of a pandemic, in the event of a crisis, because they don't have any point of reference for this, right? So, until that day comes, we'll see what happens. But it's interesting to see our thinking, right? The quick thinking and then the long thinking, and we need enough. And usually, like I said, the gut feeling is probably the right thing, but we're also afraid because we don't have any stats to fall back on, right? So, yeah.
Actually, that's interesting. Because we've spoken about how different we have behaved, over this course, right? And I've read the similar stories about why AI didn't warn us about this pandemic and stuff, right? And true enough, like...
Bill did! No one listened!
Bill Gates did, but, in terms of, like, artificial intelligence that we seem to use to guide us through our daily lives, right. You know, why did that never sort of, like, realize... It really just comes down because it's still highly dependent on us, right? And I think, you know, I've spoken to Matt about two or three shows ago, and, you know, the term artificial intelligence is a little bit wrong because it's not intelligent yet.
Right.
It's a far long road before it could sort of be an intelligent being on its own.
Right.
Because for now, if we were to tell an AI that, you know, crossing the street without looking left and right is the best thing to do, and if you tell it repeatedly over and over again, it will think that is the best thing to do.
Exactly.
So how is that an intelligent system? Because it needs to understand, no, that is wrong, and this is why we should do this. And like you said, that gut feeling,
right,
like, this doesn't feel right, that gut feeling is very difficult.
You know, also in the future, even with all this information available, right, and we can get to the best decision making, I still feel that the humans are, you know, you still, there are other things that, how do you, some decisions that you have to make will depend on emotions, will depend on empathy. I don't know if AI is able to work out empathy, right? We know the right decisions, but at the same time, is it better?
Yeah. I mean, even like Wen Chua from, you know, he has the Cicada systems and he gives insights into like retail intelligence and what they should do, what they shouldn't do. So even when chatting with him, he said that there was no way to predict that this was going to happen. So there's no contingency. There's nothing that the system can tell them about what to do next. It's all new. It's all like new ground. So no matter how much data people had or no matter how much information people had before this, there was just no way to foresee. So maybe after this, they will build systems with pandemics in mind. The same thing that the Alibaba business school is doing. They're like, how do we train the next generation of entrepreneurs to be ready for crisis and pandemics, which was something that no one had to prepare for because pandemics just didn't happen in our lifetime, like to this extent. But also I want to know, when it comes to decision making, the people who decide to wear their masks below the nose, is that system one or system two? Like which group is that?
Ooh, that's a really good point. You know, it actually irks me out. I really, you know, I've seen so many of them that I feel like I should just, my gut feeling tells me that I should just go and sound them off. But I don't know, my system too takes into place where it's a little bit more rational and slower.
Right.
And by the time I actually think of knowing what to say to them, they're disappeared in my vision. So I'm just like, let's not bother. But yeah, that's interesting. Good point, Arf. Anyways, get in touch with us and let us know over the weekend with all the sales that are happening around town and even in online with the 7.7 upcoming sale. Have you been spending your recent salary on anything non-essential? Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-7898-99. And we will be right back. We've got messages on Instagram. So we'll get to that in just a bit. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.